Ross Baker, distinguished professor of political science at Rutgers University, has served with many senators, is a friend of Harry Reid's, the departed Senate Democratic leader. Ross, you know, there you are at Rutgers. The kids still know anything about politics, or have they given up?
Well, the ones I come in contact are, but don't forget the self-selected group that students who elect to take political science courses generally have at least some interest in politics. And, you know, I have found the kids to be, you know, not just eager to learn about politics, but very, very measured, very sensible in the way things are approached. A tense situation back at the time of the massacre at the nightclub in Orlando, and a lot of criticism of immigrants and so on, saying they constitute a danger. So on, and we had a discussion about it in class, and I was really impressed with the high level of tolerance the students had. The discussion was polarized, but it was conducted really in a very, very measured way, in a very sensible, calm way, and that really impressed me. And I told them at the end of the class, I said, you know, I'm really proud of you guys. I said, this is the kind of discussion that people twice your age ought to be having, people in government ought to be having, across the ideological lines and across preference lines and so on.
That's great. I'm delighted to hear that, because that's the future of the country, the people who are younger people who better take an interest. We see what disasters can befall us. We were talking the last time we spoke about potential presidential candidates. And on my list are two who you did not mention, actually three, Al Franken, Pamela Harris, and Murphy from Chris Murphy from Connecticut, who I've interviewed for many years on this very show. Harris is fascinating in that at some of the hearings, she's a former prosecutor. She was tough on the people, the Trumpets who were sitting on the other side. I was impressed.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, Barack Obama really, really blazed the path for younger and relatively inexperienced people to run for president. Of course, you know, all of those three are, you know, have been in politics a relatively short time, but they're all very smart, capable people. And relatively young, none of whom have executive experience, except Pamela Harris was state attorney general, so there's a kind of a executive experience there, but as a prosecutor, though. So I think that, yeah, all three of those are a possibility. And even though Al Franken's career was as a comedian, you know, after a reality show host and a former actor having been president, it's hard to argue that a comedian shouldn't be president.
Well, I think he's distinguished himself in his time there. I mean, he's certainly shown himself to be a fairly serious fellow. You know, I think he's gotten over it. Now, do these things count? Does the fact that Franken is Jewish mean anything?
I think that means less than it once did. I just don't think that there is a serious obstacle to an American Jew becoming president. I mean, Joe Lieberman, of course, was vice presidential candidate and had Al Gore won, he would have been, in constitutional line of succession to the presidency. I don't think that bothered people. I don't think that was why Al Gore lost. I don't think that's a problem, nor do I think it's a problem that Kamala Harris is half South Asian and half African American.
Okay, so let's talk about something that's keeping me up at night. I keep hearing rumors that Hillary Clinton might want to run again.
Not going to happen. I think that I would put the chances of Hillary Clinton running well below those of Joe Biden wanting to run for president. Joe Biden's always wanted to run for president. It goes back many years. It goes back to 1988. So, I think that's just not in the cards. Yeah, she was cuffed around too badly.
Well, I don't know. You know, let me argue this case to you. I think it would be a disaster. But if you're somebody like Hillary Clinton, or if you're the Clintons, and, you know, it turns out that the guy who ran against you and defeated you turns out to be, you know, really bad news, you say, well, I could win the next time. Why in the world wouldn't you think that?
Well, I mean, I think because, I mean, he, you know, he dirtied her up pretty badly.
Right.
He did a very good job, if nothing else, in really making Hillary into an almost sinister character. I mean, she had problems going into the election, in 2016, but they were greatly magnified by the lock her up, by crooked Hillary. You know, that I think left a lasting impression on people, even who didn't vote for Trump.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about her and whether or not she sees herself as a potential candidate. The idea that the Democrats better get their stuff together or they're going to have a repeat problem.
Oh, I think they'll get their stuff together. I have no fear of that. I mean, I cannot imagine Democrats going into 2020 without a candidate, or certainly with the candidates who are so obscure that you know, they never reach takeoff speed. I think that somebody is going to emerge.
Sure.
And we don't know who it is, but you know, the stakes are high. People do want the job, and therefore there will be a Democratic nominee, and it will not be Hillary Clinton.
Let me ask you a question real quickly. John McCain, did you know him when you were working in the Senate?
I did know him, and I really pray for his recovery, his well-being. I think the odds are against him are very tough. But yeah, a remarkable guy. And I think, you know, his character came through when up in Minnesota, a woman got up and talked about Barack Obama being a Muslim and being a terrorist and so on. And John McCain stood up for the man he was running against. And I think that said more about John McCain than anything. And I doubt that there are many candidates or many politicians today who would be so courageous and so forthright in their defense of a political adversary.
Always wonderful to talk to Ross Baker, distinguished professor of political science at Rutgers University, but is now in the forests of Maine fighting with the ticks and other things. And we love the fact that you made time for us, and we thank you so much, Ross. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan. Good to be on as usual.